Thank you. I just wanted to circle back and say that my comments are not for the will of going out and ripping nets over sensitive habitat throughout the ocean. That's not at all the tenor of my comments. My comments are just a concern. What if we're wrong? What if the fact that we have had these areas closed for 20 years has done more harm than good? And I understand the gentleman who came up and said, we can't say because we're in a disaster that they were ineffective. I understand it's not a direct correlation, but what if we were wrong? And what if these areas are being harmed by not being tilled? What if the bottom is being dominated by sponges and skates and things that are eating juvenile cod? And what if our intention for good didn't do the good that we hoped it to? And what if it did contribute to the disaster that we're in? Might we just be cautious in taking similar steps? And might we, as I said in the beginning, phase it in through careful study of the actual benefits so that maybe we get to that level 4 that Drew's talking about before we go down a similar path that hasn't reaped the results that we hoped it to? So I just wanted to clarify the tenor of my comments. Thank you.